You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority mm-hmm. on all things R&B.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are people who exist in many rooms.
Speak on it.
Many rooms.
Yes. Many a room.
Many a room. At a high level.
Yeah.
In all of these rooms.
Yeah. Make the records.
What else he do?
DJ the record.
What else he do?
You want him to rap on the record?
Do it all. I mean, I've seen this man everywhere being responsible for something, making sure that something went down the way it was supposed to, the right way. Kawan, KP, Prather in
the building. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yes, sir. That was tight.
You know what I'm saying?
That was tight. Thank you. Shit.
First of all, thank you.
Yes, sir. Welcome, my brother.
No, yeah. I appreciate y'all, man. Love and respect.
We don't take this lightly, man. We are observant people, and we see that those braids, okay, those are fresh.
Thank you, sir.
Those are fresh, okay? That when you want braids like that, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna cost you a little something.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost you some time and some money.
Yeah.
Or some good relationships.
You know what? Great segue. Our great segue.
Great segue.
Because that is exactly what and who you are, brother. Mm-hmm. You are a walking representation of great relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, man, appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's something that's...
I don't always know that.
Very tough to attain in this business is to really have great relationships. Everybody knows each other in some way. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't have everyone just pick up that phone call.
Yep.
I'm grateful. I'm blessed.
With good intentions. When you call me, I pick up my phone call with good intentions. Hey, KP, what's cracking, dog?
Well, you know what? Appreciate that, because that's the point. Like, I want to call with good intentions or with something that's either mutually beneficial for us or I'm calling to really check on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a name to go with it. Good credit to go along with it.
Thank you again.
You know what I'm saying? We know a lot of guys, you know, didn't know how to do the dance and
the wigglers.
Wiggle.
The wigglers.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the wiggles.
Yeah.
But yeah. Everything around your name is solid.
Hey, man, I'm grateful.
Yeah. And so we are those guys trying to follow in that same space to make sure that even if it's the long way, we're just going to do it the right way.
The long way. I mean, it's absolutely the long way, but it's you learn more that way. Mm-hmm. Like the long, you know, like I like my career the way it is. It's like I've been in it long enough to learn a lot, mm-hmm. almost generationally.
Yeah.
That's a part for me.
KP, let's take a journey.
Sure.
On you getting to this place where you are now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where, you know, I mean, sometimes we can flex, sometimes we can floss, where everything's VIP. You know?
Is that where the bubbles come? That's really. I heard about the bubbles. Heard about them.
Just your intro into this space.
Into the music space?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so two ways. Well, day one is watching my mom and her aunt and my aunts get ready for, like, to go out to the club and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I get to play records. And I just remember putting on Anita Ward.
You would ring play my bell.
Yeah, I would just be
How
the kid.
How old were you at this time?
Shit, I don't know, 5, 6, I don't know.
Wow.
But I remember seeing this record with just, like, palm tree on it. And I put it on, it was Ring My Bell. And I saw them lose their shit. And I'm like, okay, something to this. Like, and I played some more shit. And they was, you know, it's almost like they were late for the club a little bit. And in my head, as a kid, I'm like, this made my mom happy. Like, I like this. I like this feeling.
That's dope.
So it was like, you know, I saw music do that. I didn't know I was going to be a DJ or no shit. But I was at the airport hustling. Like, you know, the little carts. Like, I told the story somewhere else. But those carts at the airport, like, back. When
baggage
I was,
carts.
Yeah, the baggage carts. Yeah. When I was 11, there was an arcade in Hartsville. And what we would do is go take these carts back. You put them back in the stall. 25 cent came out.
Yeah.
So we would run around and just trap all day. And then go end up at the arcade. I'm sitting there playing a game. Dude comes in, starts playing. Like, he had on some jewelry that seemed odd. Asking him about it. He said, yes, LL Cool J. What's up, shorty? Can I play this game with you? You know, it was like weird, right? But at the time, he had to be 16. So... He's a kid, too.
At the time, who had to be 16?
LL Cool J, bro. LL, I think it got cracking for him at like 15.
Yeah. So, but
16?
Yeah, so it's like I'm just playing a video game with an older kid. But then he said something
but he got jewels on.
He got jewelry and a name buckle. And I'm like, how you get that? And he was like, yeah, I'm here doing the show. And he's in my head, the voice is still your shorty. You know, it's still LL Cool J.
It's the rap voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yo, shorty, I'm doing the show here. And, you know, and it's that. But he was doing a show at this club called The Phoenix. And he, back then, you didn't have to go through TSA. So he took me back to see, like, his DJ and the people who were with him, like the Beastie Boys and shit. And it was, like, weird.
Oh,
but
shit.
At the same time, it was, like, one of those, these kids are just going places.
Because they were all kids.
That's crazy.
Like, they weren't so far away in age for me. But it was, like, it was interesting. And then that Christmas, my mom got me turntables. And that's when we started. Yeah, I started doing the high school parties, talent shows, doing mixtapes for like dance groups, you know, like just so they can perform to like, so when it broke down into Moments in Love, like on beat and like, so I'll make show tapes.
And how old are you at this point?
13.
13.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something. There's a arcade in Hartsville?
It used to be. Yeah.
You looking for it right now?
Yeah.
Man, Tank want to go in there and play video games right now.
Because I'm always in that airport. Nah. Always connected.
Man, listen. No, it used to be there. But, you know, then things got dangerous in Atlanta. So, you know, you couldn't have airport
right.
video game spot.
Right.
Kids come up missing.
Yeah.
So as you're DJing, you're going mixtape heavy before mixtape.
Well, you know, I don't even want to call it mixtape. I would make tapes for a couple people. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I in eighth grade, I came up on Luke Skywalker, so I was trapping, like, the dirty tapes. I had Too Short.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't just get those. Nah. That's what they don't understand. You just couldn't get the Freaky Tales. You couldn't get, you know what I mean? No.
Like, your mom, like, somebody had to go buy this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have a phone.
Because they had that sticker on it. Yeah. They had the parental advisory sticker.
I was at church, so. Yes,
this is all. Tank don't know about. Hey, we want some booze. Hey.
Yeah, I know about it. I know of it. Okay.
You learn later in life.
I just used to use the words that they changed.
You use it clean.
I sang all the cleans. And all my friends at school be like, that's not how that goes.
Not at all.
Like, no, I'm singing the Lord's version.
I knew every name that Too Short said on Freaky Tales.
Like, and probably knew someone Man. Of that name.
Right.
It was so wow. Yeah, so I was doing
that. You hustling the dirty tapes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and then I ran into a friend of mine's, well, not even at the time, like I was DJing a talent show. This dude comes up and is like, yo, my brother and them rap, they looking for a DJ. It was Big Reese and Mello. Well, at the time it was my cousin, it was my homeboy Corey, but we called each other cousins. Mm-hmm. So Corey's brother was dating T-Boz from TLC. Hmm. So all of us ended up all being cool.
Mm-hmm. Y'all homies.
Yeah, everybody homies. So, which fast forward, that's how my group, Parental Advisory, we got signed at the Baby video shoot audition. Because
Wait, what?
Yeah, we got signed because Tion was like, come down to our video shoot, Pebbles down here.
Yeah.
We're doing an audition, bring your equipment and shit. So I picked up Reese and Mello. I had this little white Trans Am, put all my shit in. We got down to the rehearsal spot, and I brought all my shit into the rehearsal spot like I'm setting up. And she's like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because Pebbles from the Bay. She's like, whoa. what's up? I'm like, Tion said, and she was like, well, matter of fact, you're going to be in a video. You're going to be Chili's boyfriend. And I'm like, what? And she was like, well, if you want to use my time, I'm auditioning people for a video.
Shit.
And so I ended up being in the video because of that. But she also gave us a deal after we performed.
Damn.
I got to go back and look at that video now.
That's crazy. All three of us have been video hoes at one
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. A video vixen.
You was a video hoe too. Wow. No. Don't jump out. Keisha Cole for me. TLC for him. And Sharissa for you. Sharissa. Don't try to get out of this, brother. You with us.
I am with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Welcome to the brotherhood. Shout out to Bryce Wilson.
What's up?
My guy.
Also the homie.
My guy, Bryce. Yeah, I had to sneak in on Bryce. He wasn't doing the right thing by his ladies.
So yeah. But he the one convinced me to do the Keisha video.
No way.
Ironic. Yes.
Okay. This is that one of those, like, what do you call it? Kevin Bacon moments, right?
Uh-huh.
So Bryce was the homie. And I ended up getting Face to write to one of his beats. That's how You Making Me High came out.
No way.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is how it goes, the relationships.
Wow.
Yeah, he gave me this beat. I'm like, yo, this shit hard. And I was like, it'd be crazy if Toni Braxton was on this shit.
And the rest is history.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
And that's what you call A&R.
Yeah.
that's what you call A&R.
Yeah.
So y'all get the deal.
No, we get a deal.
So y'all signed to LaFace or y'all signed?
We signed LaFace first. We signed to Pebbletone LaFace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're actually the first rap group to get signed. But our crew is the Dungeon Family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we got our own producers. And because at the time they were like, you should work with KG from Naughty by Nature. Like, you know, New York.
Oh, shit. He was having his run too.
Man, he was
KG
having his,
was
way
having his run.
Having yeah. his, him and Dave drop a load on him like he yeah. was going in. And but I was like, no, we got our folks.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they Organized Noise had met Pebbles in L.A. before through TLC. They did a remix for What About Your Friends. They had been trying to get down, but it just hadn't happened yet. But when we got our deal, we were like, these are our producers. So they did our first album. And what I learned was I was doing A&R then. Because L.A. was like, yo, you telling us who's going to produce your record.
Mm-hmm.
I was learning that these opinions.
People get paid for that.
People get paid for that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did our first album. We did like three albums. But on the road, when we would go out, I'd be meeting people like Q-Tip or Questlove, or like we were on the road with the Roots. And I meet Q-Tip. we get him and Dilla to do a remix for Elevators, because I'm like, LA, these Tribe Called Quest producers and Hot Sex. Yeah. Like, it's like, and yeah. I wasn't working then. I was just like, yo, I met these
guys. I just met these guys. That's dope.
And they do that too. They want to produce.
Right. That's the other part. And how the labels work, people don't understand that L.A. Reid, who is the head of the label, he's not going to be on the road every day.
Right.
He's not going to know who the new young dude is.
Yeah.
Someone has to introduce that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can get paid for that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Especially if you do it with consistency and taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's where me and L.A. clicked. It's like I'm an Atlanta dude. Like, that's who I am. But I understood, like, outside of, like, just the area. Because I was a DJ, so I knew what New York hip hop sounded like. I knew what Michael Jackson sounds like. I know what these records do in a place. I know what Stevie Wonder does if you play, as or another star. Like, I know what these moments look like. So I'm always kind of looking for those moments with mm-hmm. records and artists who can deliver that.
Yeah.
So LA, me and him just clicked, because Pebbles was like, yo, y'all need to connect. Like, really, Pebbles put me in it, like, across the board.
Wow.
Shout out to the Bay
Area. Yeah, because I think that I've always felt like DJs like are even like the dopest producers
mm-hmm.
just because of the amount of information that they understand
and you
musically.
Get instant either gratification or you got to change the record immediately.
You know what's going on.
You see it. Like when you see like
in real time.
In real time, when people are dancing and then they stop, that's your fault. Because you played something that didn't keep the energy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes you pay attention to what causes that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which sounds feel away. You know, and I think that, that's my, I don't know, like, secret sauce, but that's
Yeah, no, it's absolutely secret sauce.
Yeah, so it's like, I get to, like, it's why I like DJing still. Because I'm like, you can't tell me this shit is jamming when I saw it not work.
Right.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't care about what your streams look like. I know what it looks like when it hits people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's more important, because I'm like,
the organic feel.
Yeah, the actual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people will actually raise you up.
Yeah.
That's the foundation you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The programming side of it, the number side of it is whatever. Yeah. But if you can build a swell of a good amount of people organically, that's something completely different.
Yeah, that's what you get paid for. Like, that's when you get paid.
Right.
You can be talented, but if you go in talented with no proof that someone cares,
mm-hmm.
It's like, then it's a gamble. But when you go in, and even when it's something small at a time, like when it's like consistently selling out 200 people in a club, right? If you can do that shit for 2-3 months, that means some of those people are coming back. That means they're affected by you.
For sure.
So if you put more on, it's like if you whip that thing on up.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit more. Go to 300.
Yeah, it's like just keep whipping. And it's like, and that's like when it's, no pun intended, that's when it's dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it actually affects people in a way that they want it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, dope sell itself.
For sure.
Like, it ain't a lot of commercials for no dope.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah,
I've seen
billboards now in LA.
They be selling out.
I've seen Down with Dope, Up with Hope. I ain't seen.
Like, they had to do campaigns against dope,
against
like, which goes into our in music and shit too. Though it's like you can watch when it's dope. There's always a campaign against it on some level, where it's like this alternative to it, mm-hmm. like this version of it.
So what makes you transition? I mean, obviously, I know that it's being identified. It's being identified early. But what makes you say, you know what? I like the rap group thing. I like being on the road. But you know what? I want to make records.
Well, two things, right? I was learning how to make records. And our group got signed to DreamWorks.
So after LaFace did?
After LaFace. Okay. So after LaFace, Pebbles took us to MCA because she got a situation at MCA. Gerald Busby, my guy. We made a record there. Did okay. But then her thing, somehow or another, it wasn't there no more, right? So we ended up getting a deal at DreamWorks. And
wait, about around what year is this?
Oh, man, what? 99, maybe 99? 99,
yeah.
It felt like 99. It was like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was 99. Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the album came out in 2000, because,
I was heavy at DreamWorks then.
Yeah, it was a great place to be.
Yeah.
But while we were there, I started the Mo and everybody and Michael Austin would speak to me about the group. And we had a manager. Blue was our manager at the time, mm-hmm. Blue Williams. Mm-hmm. But Blue was also managing, like, he was busy.
Yeah.
And because I worked at
Blue had Outkast too.
Yeah. He had like, you know, a little group like Outkast. so obviously we were not the priority.
Yeah.
But I would get these relationships because I would talk, because I wanted information. So, you know, Michael Austin became like an ally for me, like just to understand what was going on in the building.
Yeah.
And eventually they start talking to me all the time. And so one day I get a call, it's the group and management, and they're like, KP, man, we got to figure out something because like you talking to them, but I'm like, you know, you're not necessarily the leader of the group. I'm like, okay, fair enough. But like, it's working. Like, we had just started producing. We had a publishing deal. I had got us a publishing deal with Hitco, like a real check. Like, we might have got more than some of the bigger producers mm-hmm. in Atlanta at the time. And I was like, me talking is working.
Actually getting us paid.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hear y'all. What I'm going to do then, LA offered me this gig for real. I'm going to take this so that way our friendship can be intact. Like, uh-huh. I don't want to fuck off the energy. That way y'all can run it. And then I went to work.
Like, you mean you walked away from the group?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to make it sound all dramatic. Like,
right. No, for sure.
But no, you took a job.
Well, I had an option.
Yeah.
Like, I had the option. And again, I was looking at like, bro, we friends. Like, I don't, like, this call feels weird.
Yeah.
All this is weird. We ain't got to do this. And I took the job and then I went to work, but I went to work like heavy.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. you know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I think I did this remix for this group called A Few Good Men, and it was like they had this ballad called Have I Ever, and it was a ballad, but I had met the 69 boys on the road, so we did a bass remix of it. Shit. And that shit went up, and LA was like, oh, okay,
off the rip.
Yeah. He's like, okay, damn, that was cool, how you do that? Like, but to me, that's something we did in Atlanta, like taking bass records, like Miami bass records, putting them under Key Sweat. Just making it ignorant. And asked me to help out with Usher after his first album came out.
Right.
So he was like, I was trying to figure it out. And, you know, he was like close enough in age for me to understand why not just take him to Jermaine? Like, Jermaine good with kids, Jermaine can write.
Yeah.
And Jermaine's Southern. Usher's from Tennessee. Like, he's as cool as it is that he got the swag from New York. Mm-hmm. You kind of can overshoot swag if you're 14. Somehow, can you get with it? It's just a sexual thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you, well, then I can't drop my daughter at that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just made it kind of more age appropriate and with Southern swag, like where it's like, it's a gentleman doing it.
So you're there for You Make Me Wanna.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. You Make Me Wanna. Like,
yeah, KP there for
that was the beginning.
You Make Me, You Make Me Wanna was literally the end, like, where, like, I remember having, like, the night the hook, Jermaine wrote the hook, and I called LA. I was like, yo, you should come out to Jermaine's house. It might have been, like, 45 minutes to an hour away. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, you should do that for this one. And he drove out, came out, and was like, okay, shit, well, what the rest of it at? And I was like, oh, shit.
You had him drive off of one song?
Off a hook.
For a hook, yeah.
Off the hook? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I'm like, you made me want, like, it's like, you don't hit it. Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm losing my shit.
Yeah. Off just
like
that.
This might be like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, by the way.
Yeah.
Which lets you know him being about to smoke, like, all right. He got in his Porsche and drove over. The next morning, you know, we finished it and brought it back. He was like, okay, all right, I ain't mad. Like, he wasn't mad for the drive. Because it was like that hook, but it was that kind of, it was that energy that was happening. Like, and LA was absolutely about the song Smoke.
Yeah, that was a game changer.
But that's also why we're so adamant about creators also being owners and label heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because a guy who has never created anything like that of his own, mm-hmm. he don't understand that at 2 or 3 in the morning, that moment, especially even if he's just coming to cheerlead
mm-hmm.
what the young fellas is doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to keep them going.
But understand how to cheerlead.
And mm-hmm. understanding how to cheerlead and not get in the way of that.
Not getting away or discourage something that might be different.
Yep.
Because I think that's where a lot of it happens. It's like the fear of different. Like, being in Atlanta, we didn't necessarily have to worry about it because we didn't have people on our necks about what this was because no one knew yet.
Nobody knew what it was.
So we were blessed in that way.
That's just an amazing feeling to have that and to be around creatives. Like I said, we have our things that ain't always up to par. Right. You know what I mean? Because we're creative.
Yeah, and what's right, right? Like, who's to say what's the right way to do anything? Mm-hmm. Like, in my head, like, I don't know what the first person who said Timbaland shit was dope, but I can imagine a lot of people said that's retarded.
No, in talking to Timbaland, him being met with resistance about the Pony song.
Yeah.
From, you know, a guy who's the godfather to me, Devontae. Yeah. Like, I don't know about all that. I mean, it's cool, but like, imagine that conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Boop. From the guy who did Cry For You. Like,
right. Because that could be
them gospel, all that.
That within itself, if Devontae said to me, that ain't the way, I would burn everything down.
Burn it down.
Yeah.
I burn everything down.
Yeah.
All of it. Devontae said no.
He said it wasn't
Devontae
it.
Said
we're gonna,
no.
We're going to go another way.
Yeah, did he say no? He didn't say yes.
Which is worse. Yeah. He didn't say yes. If Devontae doesn't say yes, that means no.
That means no. And for Timbaland to stand on that and just say, I don't know. I think this is...
I like it. But Timbaland also is a DJ.
Again, absolutely. To his perspective... In beat making,
is about keeping that happening,
and the space that he creates it with. Like, I used to watch people try to imitate, you know,
the boosh, the boosh.
Yeah, I used to do it definitely. The boosh, do the boosh, boosh, boosh. And the one thing
that I went to something for the people immediately. Like, which is exactly one of my great songs, by the way.
People didn't realize how he used space. It's not just purpose. The drums; it's the space. Bass, yeah, because she's producing.
There's some spooky shit happening in some of them songs.
Oh yeah,
like it's suspense,
and he's giving it all room. But you know what I'm saying, being different, like you spoke about that Atlanta, nobody knew what that was, what you guys were doing down there. We were just like, because I was down in Atlanta in 98.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, messing with Noontime. You know what I'm saying, so I would always be in the lab with...
Shout out to Noontime Brothers.
Come on.
Come on, Rick. What's the name? Get the names.
1,000% Shakir, what's up?
Yeah.
God rest of the dead.
Chris
Hicks, 1,000%. Like, Noontime showed us how to hustle. Like, what I will say is we learned how to do music from LA and Pebbles. But I swear, I used to watch Noontime, like, oh, they are getting money over there.
Man,
like, they have figured out how to trap off music. Like, in a way that it's like, we got rooms full of, we got producers. They were doing Motown shit. Like, like it was a factory. Like, you get down there, it's Ted and Beacox and Jonte. It's like, the people who would be there were really amazing. Like, Jazzy Faye. But it would be fun. Energy.
Fun as hell.
Energy is fun as
hell. It was early Beacox, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was right before Beacox figured out his own identity, because Beacox at first was a baby J-Dub. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was like, and I
that was
like,
his Devontae.
And I was like, he's not J-Dub. Like, he got something else. And then I remember him telling me, I'm about to go meet up with Jermaine Dupri. And I was like, okay.
But hey, by the way, I'm going to get, like, Jagged Edge got made that happen. Like, they found him over there.
Wow.
The twins. Mm.
So he brought the twins over to work with me.
Yeah, because the twins brought him to work with Jermaine.
That's crazy. Yeah, and he was like, you think you got to work with the twins? I was like, man, yeah, I love to work with them. You know what I'm saying? And they walked in. You know, if the twins don't know you, when they first walk in.
They Decatur.
That walk in is a little stanky. It ain't warm.
Yeah, Decatur's different.
And then, you know, we had to have our sing-off, and then we had to go play a little basketball. And I had to, you know, hey, guys, I'm different. On this basketball court, it was me, Donnie Scantz, against the twins.
That's a lot of hype.
At Jermaine's studio.
I'm half court game. I must have had at least 3 dunks.
Oh shit! Oh no, this athletic nigga.
I was going crazy. They switched off on me so many times. I didn't know who was checking.
I got the twins.
I was like, I don't know what's going on right now. And when they would start arguing, it would be crazy, because they like argue on some, like, you know, somebody gonna get stabbed And I'm like, man, y'all brothers, man. Come on, y'all. Don't do this. I just met y'all, man. Love you, brothers, man.
Come on, brothers.
That was the first time, as we talk about Noontime, that I had ever seen a producer be about his business in terms of how he managed, how he did production. And that was Teddy Bishop.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Teddy Bishop was a businessman's producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like splits will get done here. Yeah.
I clock in at 2, and at 8 p.m., I will be packing up my briefcase. Good day, fellas. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going home to eat dinner. I'm like, where's he going?
Where's he going? We just got started.
Jazzy Faye would just be walking in. Yeah. Well, they just said, fizzle, where's Teddy going? You know what I'm saying? He walk in with all the energy, and I'm like, man, I'm staying with Jazzy Faye. You know what I'm saying? We might go to the strip club. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just that time down there for me. Going through all those progressions with all of those guys was really an important moment for me.
Yeah.
And being broke at the same time.
Yeah. And by the way, Atlanta, you can be broke.
Yes. No. I went to the strip club with all the $20. Huh? And I just kept folding it over. Just kept turning it over.
Like, the thing is, well, it's not that he got over. Nobody thought he was balling. Like, they just let him live. Like, that's the Atlanta thing. It's like, that's cute. You know, enjoy yourself though.
What was your level? What was the club called?
At your level,
I can't think of what the club was called.
There are so many levels in Atlanta,
and I was at my baby level with my per diem, and
by the way, you could get like you could get sympathy love.
I was getting so much sympathy love. You know what I'm saying? I know my fit wasn't right. It was just $25 in my hand, but I think me and the girl had a connection.
Probably did. Like, she's a human. You know what I mean? Like, that happens. Like,
you're trying to win off the human. Right,
absolutely.
So, what do you want to do? What else you want to do?
What else do you want to do?
Right.
I still got my church on me. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Lord, it does, it's not judgment here. No judgment here.
Man,
we are all children of God.
Wow.
Amen.
Do you feel like. And then they go, hey, man, I'm going to go get this money. Okay, right.
Hey, man, I'm about to get this money. Do you feel like. Since y'all mentioned it, the strip club, since it's such, you know, it's a staple of Atlanta. It's something that's always mentioned. It's something that it don't matter who you are. You could be top of the top, lowest of the lowest. You're going to step into one of those strip clubs in Atlanta.
Yeah, sure.
Do you feel like that's a driving force or has been a driving force in what you guys' music has been out there as well?
It's a driving source of where things connect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, absolutely. Like, and I guess in skipping stages, right? So from DJ to music stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have an uncle who was a businessman. Like because he wanted to make sure I was not on no bullshit. So he was like, what you need to stay straight?
Mm-hmm.
And so he took me to Guitar Center and got me straight. And some of that equipment ended up being the first equipment we had at the Dungeon.
Oh, wow.
But the other story in that is when I was around 13 as well, I used to go clean up at the strip club at the Blue Flame because me and my aunt used to do the cleanup in the mornings.
Cleaning the Blue Flame at 13?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it's like, you know, I'm in there looking at the equipment like, man, like I'm in there. After we finish, I'm playing with the DJ shit. Like I'm playing with lights and smoke.
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm like, oh, this shit lit. Like, and I had never been in a live strip club at that point, but it looked like a stage. It looked entertaining.
Right.
I knew I was in a club. I knew it smelled funny. Like, I know this.
Yeah, it got a different little smell.
Especially in the morning.
Yeah. Especially in the morning. I've never been in a strip club in the morning. Man, I'm sure you have.
We have been in a strip club.
Man,
in
don't
the
throw me in there. Get me out of there.
They was trying to get you. King of Diamonds, 7 a.m. Still going.
Is that considered the morning or is that?
That's considered the morning.
That's the end of the night. I wanted to take it as end of the night. I didn't want to be the nigga that was in there in the morning. But
I mean, you.
Yeah, I guess so. It's fair.
So, bro, that Usher album was out of control. And you're in here. Orchestrating and moving things around.
I'm helping. I'm contributing.
Mm-hmm. What is the conversation after that, especially when it is as successful as it is?
Ironically, so during that same time, we have a deal at DreamWorks. So the Usher album happens, and they're like, yo, why don't you come work over here?
Wow.
So they offer me a whole gig. Like, I they had gave me the package, the insurance. Like I had to go back to Atlanta. Like, so LA, they offered me this gig, and I didn't know niggas get paid like this.
Right.
You know, because again, what I understand now is LaFace was a production company.
Mm-hmm.
DreamWorks was David Geffen, Spielberg, and you know, Katzenberg. It was so much
attached to the bag.
It was the bag. It was where the bag. They make the bags there. Like,
absolutely.
So it's like they were really like, "Yo, how much you make?" Like they would hit me with the real, like, like scoffing at my money, and I'm like, I felt disrespected. Not just me, but I felt like what we were doing. I'm like, why are they talking to me like this with the records that we're selling and the impact is happening. Went back to LA, told him about it. He was like, man, give me a minute. And I guess he then called around, and Usher at the time was like, yo, you can't lose KP. And that's how I got my production deal, Ghetto Vision. Because he was like, I can't give you more money, but I can give you more opportunity.
More opportunity.
Mm.
And I was like, I'll take that.
And sometimes you gotta have, I mean, obviously hindsight is 2020, right? Like they say. But sometimes you just have to have faith.
Yeah, that's all.
And what that opportunity can be other than chasing a bag.
Because I also understood with this bag came me having to educate these people on how to do shit that we did naturally.
Yeah.
Like, I understood the idea of, you know, breaking up the team. It's like, yeah, I think I'm talented, but I know my squad helps me to focus on the part I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part I liked about it. So, and also, I got a chance to sign. That's when I signed Youngbloods and T.I.
And T.I.
So it's like, I would have had to explain that in L.A. Like, Youngbloods didn't have a song when I signed them. I just saw them in the club throwing the football around.
And it was in the club throwing the football?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, it looked like Animal House to me. And I was like, it's something fun about that.
Time out. You just can't skip club over
is,
that stuff.
The club
trying,
is happening?
I'm
the
Chili
Pepper,
out.
Yes. It was a club called the Chili Pepper. And okay, it had two levels. And they were upstairs. Like, there's a balcony on this side. There's a dance floor down here. They're throwing the ball across the balcony. Like,
it's to each other.
Yeah.
As the club is going on. Yeah. Everybody partying.
Yeah.
I love that.
They playing catch.
Yeah. And Sean Paul was like, shake them off. He said, shake them off. Like, man, that's a song. Like, we should, like, let's do that on them. And Pretty Ken, who is Sean Paul's cousin, was like, yeah, that's what I was going to do. And they went home, produced the record, and
came back.
Yeah.
So, do you sign Youngbloods before you sign T.I.?
Yeah. Yep. I had Youngbloods probably maybe not. Shit. Matter of fact, T.I. is in 85, in the video for 85. Like, that's probably their second. I think that was their second single, third single.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I met Tip.
Oh, you met him at the video shoot?
No. I met him around this time. And by that time, I started just taking him everywhere I went. Like, the day I met him was like a day or two before, like, a Source Awards. And I was like, okay, he rapped. Matter of fact, he came to a session, the group I was in, PA.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the session, and Reese was like, yo, KP, I think you're going to like him. You should come down. I was on my way to the studio. And I was like, well, if you rap on this. And he rapped on the song. It's on like our third album, right? But he came in and on the spot said some shit that I knew he made right then. But it was so fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, bet. I was like, what you doing tomorrow? You want to come to L.A.? And he was like, let me check my schedule. And but he was like, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. And hopped on a plane with me the next morning to come to L.A. And I was just watching him around everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was the year that Watch for the Hook was big for the Dungeon family. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we were popping.
Yeah.
So he comes out, and just he jumped in the middle of a cypher on the back of the bus that like Rap City was doing, and Gip came out like, yo, shout it fire. And it's like, it was that kind of energy, right? But he had it. He wasn't scared, like,
from the jump.
No, from the giddy up. Like, it was a camera. Oh, bet, I'm on, let's go. Matter of fact, Cool Breeze, whose song it was, mm-hmm. he drove from Atlanta to California and didn't make sound check or camera blocking. So T.I. ended up doing his part for the camera blocking. Oh, but he performed the shit out of it and knew all the words. And so everybody was like,
yeah.
And that's like his first weekend out.
Oh, yeah. He took advantage of the moment.
Yeah. And I got back and we signed him when the day we got back.
I don't think T.I. gets enough credit for the kind of rapper.
The songwriter
that he is. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that
by the way.
I've watched him do 16 bars in his head in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, he's actually brilliant.
And I'm like,
which is, you know, goes to the whole point, the Trouble Man shit. It's like, smart kids are usually bored in school. Right. So, you know, shit gonna happen.
Yeah. I'm like, did you just make that up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, and the music he makes is very diverse. It's not like, mm-hmm. I think everybody just, especially since he coined the term, mm-hmm. you know, trap music, mm-hmm. everybody just puts him in that category.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a songwriter. He's a songwriter,
like, flat out.
Like, if you make a mistake, right, and put him in a lineup with the other trap artists, right? If you put him in, the best place for him to be is the middle. But if you put him anywhere too early, everybody else is fucked because he has hits.
Sure.
Like, he don't have vibes. He got hits.
No, he ain't got no damn vibes.
He ain't got no vibes. He got hits.
Something very different between the vibe and the hit.
Yeah, like, it's like I fuck with that, it's cool. Right. But god damn, like,
why does Nick keep punching me upside the head?
Like, bring him out.
Yeah.
Like, you can have whatever. Like, it's the hardest part is when we got to do medleys for him. Like, we got to put together a quick 10-minute medley.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Where do you go?
It's just hooks.
You want to use everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, something. We can't leave out that. That's got to be in there. By the time you finish, it's 30 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Was that tough for you? That you saw that early in him and you identified that with him, but you weren't able to have the success you wanted at Ghetto Vision with him?
Nah, I didn't look at it. I don't think I looked at it like that.
Because I'm serious, it was my shit.
No, I appreciate it.
That's my shit.
No, what I'm proud of is quality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were in today, what that record would be was his mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it sold 170,000. But it sold 170,000, 5,000 at a time every week for about 70-some weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, to me, that means somebody's hearing it.
It's connected. Passing along. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was steady. And so it was a brick based on all the other shit we were doing. But it was a success in planting a seed. It's like, you know, Still Ain't Forgave Myself for him is like it's like a real record for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, no, I ain't never thought about it like that. I felt like I did what I was supposed to do. Like, I did the part that I was supposed to do. Because the thing is, from that point on, that not working the way it could have got him into a place where he did more work. Like, he started really working.
He turned it up.
Yeah, yeah. he turned up like a real trapper. Like, got in a car and started doing the radius of Atlanta. The Alabama, the Florida, the North Carolina, South Carolina, and every weekend, like, you wouldn't see him in Atlanta from Wednesday to Sunday. Like, and it wasn't a big record, but he was going out making sure, you know, like, the people knew who he was, doing the club shows, and you know, he was doing his thing. So by the time trap music came around, like the second album and 24s came out, mm-hmm. people knew him more. So when he went to get a deal at Atlantic, and it's like, by this time I left Arista, because when his first album came out, it was when we first went from LaFace to Arista.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we were doing it in Atlanta, everything was easy. We got to New York. We got to convince a new set of people that this is worth something, who don't ever visit the space.
Right.
Hmm.
Right.
So that I attribute a lot of that to that. It's like, you know, like the first choice for a single was this song called Dope Boys in the Trap.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I wanted to put out first. We can't play that on the radio. This is New York. We can't play that. But you got this record with the Neptunes and Beanie Man. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
No, let's get to that.
Let's go now.
And that ended up being the first single, but it's like skipping a grade.
For sure.
So it's like the learning experience for all of us at that point. Because I'm like, well, fuck it. It is our record. Like, as a label head at that time, I'm still looking at it like, well, you know. as opposed to going with gut.
We've gone through that. Yeah, we understand.
Yeah. So, but what it was it showed like, okay, you were right in the choice, like, but you got to stick with that. You got to fight through that part.
Right.
So that kind of helped me through everything else.
And like, even just building you up as an executive.
Yeah, that got me. Like, if it wasn't for T.I., I couldn't have got a John Legend off. With the assistance of Carl Thomas, too. But go ahead.
I mean, you know, listen, I just pay attention, man.
No, but I'm saying, but it's like, but understanding what Carl is and also understanding what John also brought to that was like, oh, okay, there's a place where you know that it connects in a black space. But you also understand in a very Nat King Cole articulate way.
Yes, for sure.
You can do this as well.
Yeah. No. John is definitely tapped into the Queen's English.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's just is.
But you hear the soul.
And it's something about absolutely. You never lose the soul in that. Mm-hmm. And it's something about that tone.
For sure.
That is just always connected, and it's what you do with it. Subject matter wise,
I'll just say that absolutely,
and, absolutely. You know,
and even like, and this is, I guess, this will be my flex. So I got fired from Sony. I got fired from Sony when Rick Rubin came in, and it wasn't like a "you suck, you're fired." It's like I'm bringing my people.
Yeah. You know? Well, Dion just told the people at Colorado, like, listen,
yeah,
y'all might want to hop in the transfer portal because I'm bringing some people with me.
Yeah. So but when I got fired, I had this is post Ordinary People album works. Matter of fact, this is like the third album, it's Evolver. So I get fired. John is like, "Well, I still want you to work on my project. You know, come A&R, whatever, cool." And he plays me this record, Greenlight. But it was another beat. It was like a whole it sounded like video game music a little bit. Well, porn.
There's a very great correlation between those sounds. I'm not gonna say how I know. Just gonna say you said it first.
Late at night.
Okay, late at night. But I was like, man, this melody is crazy. This song is actually dope.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing like a Vincent Price thing in the middle of it, where Dre is doing 1, 2, 3 red light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean green light. But anyway, he was doing this thing. I was like, let me get the vocals. And I had just got fired, but I had just met Malay. And I was like, I had moved Malay down to Atlanta in my house. I put a studio in the basement, and I got back and I had these files. I was like, yo, we got to fix this shit. And he was like, well, you know, all right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go do this shit like a bass record. We're going to make this shit fat. We're going to fam you this bitch out. Like, we're going to try to figure out how to make this as black as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up doing it. And after we finished, I was like, man, I need somebody to rap on it. I'm like, I'll try it. I called Dre. And I'm like, hey, yo, I got this record, man. John Legend, we just did it. And I'll send it. And Dre is a very, yeah, nah, nigga. Like, he's not a, it's not a lot of play in, ooh, let me think about it. Give me a ride to it. Like, you don't really get that. It's like, nah. Or, all right, And he gave me, all right. He was like, give me a day or two. I'm like, all right. And this is around Christmas. So New Year's Eve, he calls me like, hey, can you book studio tonight? And he went in and did the verse on it. And he was like, give me a minute. Let me just do it by myself. So I left and went got something to eat. When I came back, he was like, hey, man, I added some shit in that little middle part. You know, you ain't got to keep that shit if you don't want to. And it was the 1, 2, 3. You know, I'm like, oh, this nigga's amazing.
Let me go.
I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, because I'm like, because, you know, now it's like, this is us, this is producing. This is us, me and Malay starting to produce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, our first record that we getting off.
Yeah.
After me getting fired.
After you just fired.
Oh, yeah.
And you're delivering to the place that fired you.
I'm still like, here.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yeah, so I leave Aristotle because it got to a point where I think that familiarity breeds contempt thing happens. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I felt like I wanted to learn who I was outside of the protection of it's like the family, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I left, and the day I left Arista, that evening, I got hired at Sony. No, the next day.
Did you know that you were, you know, that they
record you or anything? No, I literally, like, the Arista thing was like, in a moment, it happened in a moment, and it mm-hmm. was like, I know what this feels like. This don't feel good to me. And I asked LA, and he was like, "If you sure, yeah, all right." And I called my lawyer afterwards, and was like, as I walked out the building, like, "Yo, I just left." And he was like, well, "Why would you do that? Hold on, give me a minute." And at the time, Arista was around the corner from Sony, like literally around the corner. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you take a right, then a right, then a left, and there you go, right? And as I was walking out of Arista, he was like, hey, walk over to Sony right quick. And yeah, it was the funniest shit, because I ended up meeting with Mark Jordan, who ended up being, like, was the person who brought Rihanna in. Mm-hmm. And Mark was like, yo, can you send me a resume? And at the time, I just didn't have one. Like, I just
you never had to have
I never one. Had one. Yeah, I just never had the shit, right? So I called my assistant in Atlanta. I was like, hey, can you put all this shit that's in my CD rack in like one of them little cases and send it up here right quick? And like all the shit I worked on with my credits in it. So she sent this like 60 thing this double CD heavy ass thing, Delta Dash, to me in New York. And I went downstairs at the hotel and wrote resume on a piece of paper and zipped that shit up and sent it over. And
boss.
But it was like, it was so ignorant, but it was like,
no,
it
worked. Boss, bro.
No, because I was like, if you want to read shit, it's shit in there. All the credits in there. And Donnie Einer was like, he was like, tell that kid to come here. Tell, like, you know, I want to meet him. And I met him the next day and he hired me.
Send all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Send the shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Send what you've done.
Send what I've
let me,
done.
Let me listen to what you've done. Yeah. I don't want to just read about what you've done.
Like, you can read too. It's credits in there, but.
But listen to it.
Listen to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you can't read about taste. You can hear taste. You can hear it. But just somebody just writing it down on something, that's a little different.
Yeah, not with music. Especially with so many credits, everybody can say they did something. Like, where's the thread?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's, if anything, I feel like there's a thread in taste mm-hmm. in the things that I do or have done, dealt with, contributed to.
Yeah. You, my brother, you have taste.
Appreciate it.
You are a tastemaker.
Well, thank you.
Tastemaker.
And everybody is not.
What? I mean, not, you know, maybe subtle flex. If you could just, we've run down a few names of all the things you've touched.
That sounds so pause. Touch, yeah. But ironically enough, though.
But touch.
Ironically enough.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, come on, Mariah. Oh, yeah. Come on, Mariah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. Man. Okay. Okay, my group PA, Outkast, Goody Mob, TLC, Tony, Braxton, John Legend, Bow Wow, T.I., Youngbloods.
Don't leave out Pink.
Pink. I can't. That's like one of my favorite people on earth. That's why I don't like doing this. Killer Mike.
Now we're putting you on the spot, bro.
Omarion. Pharrell. Kendrick. By Satellite. A lot of shit.
That's crazy. Just, and I know it's way more.
Even though it's way more.
More. I just way wanted, more.
We just needed that. This was a flex moment.
On Earthling. Yeah.
Cap G. I don't know. A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Consistently working.
Right.
Me.
Where you going with this thing,
as
man?
You're working on Usher's album, just...
Oh, yeah.
In case you need some of that.
Yeah.
I'm available. Call me. KP, we have a segment in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it... Call it Top 5.
Okay.
KP's Top 5.
Top 5 what?
Top 5 what?
Top 5 R&B singers. Top 5.
Okay.
Oh, top 5. Ooh. Mm-hmm, your top.
Luther Vandross.
Al
Green. He's still singing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm stepping on his intro. Oh, my bad.
KP, fuck his intro.
Like, I can get through the whole list.
Stop bullshitting, man.
Five.
Yas.
Top 5.
Luther Vandross. Donny Hathaway. Al Green.
The Gospel According To.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Anita Baker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Usher.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think, and I can't say this enough. When Anita Baker came out on that stage in Vegas and started to sing Happy Birthday. I almost cried.
Yeah, it's worth it. That's worth the thug tear too.
That is how powerful.
Happy birthday.
Though. Her everything.
Yeah.
She didn't sing Raptor. She sang happy birthday.
And it was just a touch. She just went to this place like, and I was like, oh my God, y'all don't feel that?
Yeah, they do. They don't know it sometimes, but that's why it works.
Yeah.
Because it's a universal tone. That tone touches that chord in like everybody who hears it, mostly, unless you just ain't got a heart.
It whooped me. Just that little bit of happy, I was whooped. Especially growing up such an Anita Baker fan.
Yeah.
To hear it live like that in that room with those dynamics on that mic, like y'all got everything in that room is just right. Usher ain't missing.
Nah.
He not missing. Night after night, he's not missing.
Yeah. Like, and so much so that Anita Baker can come and it doesn't change it. It changes it for the better, but it doesn't compare. It doesn't make you go, all right, we can go now.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, but that is also a testament to what he grew up on and what his standard is, right?
Yep.
So I think that's, you know, I think getting back to the other part is like, that's the part that's missing. The standards, like when we were talking about the show earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That thing. Standards and understanding how good you got to be able to be next to great people.
100%.
Right? Mm-hmm. And wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
Like wanting to be in the room with the best.
Yeah.
That means you got to practice like the best. You got to rehearse. You got to take care of yourself. You got to do shit.
You got to put in real time.
Yeah.
This is your job.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. We all love it.
Absolutely.
But
you get to do this as a job.
This is
like support your kids, pay for tuition.
Yeah.
Doing this shit sometimes.
It's not a game.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not done, KP. Top five R&B songs.
Yeah, since you're a record maker.
Yeah, you know, you're a record maker. You got hits.
He made the records.
He sends the CD, the double CD, you know.
I wish a strip club owner would go up to KP and say, all you do is spin records. spin them, make them, break them.
All you spin records.
Dollar bill. Dollar bill.
Relax.
Can I look at my phone? I just want to see what
you
my...
You can.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Come on, man.
No rules. It's your world.
I'm going to go through what I listen to.
Yeah, you know, because it changes every day. Every day, just depending on the mood and the feeling. Top five.
Okay. Oh, you know, I'll stay in. Okay. Obviously, never too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joy and Pain. Ooh. Maze.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Not Rob
Adorn.
Bass. Not Rob Bass.
No. but without, you know.
Who's the jams? Who though?
Yeah. Miguel Adorn.
Such a great record.
1000%.
Yeah.
Did you have something to do with that? I gotta ask.
That's wild that you would ask that, right? Not for real, but yeah. So, like,
I gotta ask.
It would just make sense that.
Yeah,
I don't know, but no, I don't have shit to do with Miguel's career in that way, mm-hmm. right? But at the day that they did the record, right? It's gonna sound like crazy, but you can call Miguel a role. Falana, who was managing him at the time, Falana Williams, mm-hmm. asked me to come by the studio. And I don't know what for. We were just, whatever. Like, that's my friend. And from Atlanta. We're in New York at Platinum House. That's Wyclef Studio, Platinum. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, is that what
it's called? Platinum. It's Platinum.
Platinum Sound.
Platinum Sound. Okay.
Yeah. Jerry Wonder.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we go in there and they play this record. And I lose my shit. Like, it's crazy. But it was like only like 2 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, man, if y'all just put a bridge on this song, please just try. And it was like this moment where it was like,
Yeah.
And I think Ro was like, all right. And then they.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like in a way,
you pushed, they heard you.
Yeah, they heard. Like
they heard you.
Like, but again, in a way,
your
that
opinion
not,
mattered,
and not in a I did, but it's more of a it's what we're supposed to do in pushing each other creatively, right?
Yes,
like because it's not like I did it. They did it,
yeah,
but. Which is also the important part. Who you have in the room matters so much because if you got somebody in the room that could possibly fuck it up, they shouldn't be there. And if someone's there and the opinions, it's almost like you should have done something to be in that room. Whether it's somebody sees something in you that's special, like us. You know, it's not necessarily always about, like, I don't know if creativity is always about inclusion for everybody for in the room. It's like, it's like, make sure the good information gets to the good people. And yeah, I think that's the part. It's like we just gotta share. We gotta share with each other in that way.
Okay. What did you say? Adorn.
That was at three.
Never too much, never too joy much, and pain. Joy and pain, adorn.
That was three?
Yeah.
Okay. Hours and hours.
Wow. Yeah.
When that song came on. You know what? I ain't even got to say it. Y'all saw what happened.
I told her.
Y'all seen what happened.
I told her. This is special.
She came. She jumped on the record running.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so,
what are you doing?
Yeah, that's
she got to it.
Calm down.
Great R&B song.
We're gonna be singing that song for years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
You don't have to call. Yeah, you don't have to call.
Why not?
Fuck it.
It's okay, girl.
It's somewhere between you don't have to call and friend.
Why not?
Ooh.
Like,
ooh.
Why not? You don't have to call is, I mean, he's always had very legendary connected song and visual moments.
Yeah, but that video, it took it somewhere. Exactly.
Yeah.
Then.
Flying Tide.
Yeah. I know the choreography, okay? You know, I don't call myself a dancer, but I can dance.
But I do know the choreography.
But I do know the choreography. If anybody's ever missing,
here we go with this.
When that number,
don't call.
I'm just saying that, Ush, if anybody's ever missing during that song, you let me know.
Do you have Heelys?
He gonna come fuck it up. That's what he's telling.
Are you ready for the skates?
I'll figure it out.
You've been in tour some with them goddamn Heelys,
and that's fine. And that's fine. You'll hear about it. You'll know that I was there, contributing.
That part.
That's great.
That part.
Okay. That's a great top five. Let's get into the R&B Voltron. All right. You remember Voltron, all the lions will come together.
Why do you go Michael McDonald?
As we build this Voltron, we want four things to build this R&B artist. We want to know who you're going to get the vocals from, the styling from, the performance style, and the passion of the artist. Let's start with the vocal. Who do you want your R&B singer to sing like?
My R&B singer. This is my guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Our girl.
Okay. 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 Well, I mean, that'd be.
And it can blend.
It can mix and mingle. You can make it out if you want to.
Okay. I'm going to say voice. Teddy Pendergrass.
Shit.
Feeling.
Here we go. I'm a lead gen.
Okay. So
Teddy P for the vocal. Ooh, he's aggressive.
Yeah.
Aggressive. Performance style.
Charlie.
Uncle
Charlie. Charlie Wilson.
Yeah, Uncle Charlie. With the whistle.
You know what's
coming after that whistle. Huh? Y'all better get to it.
He's dancing. He is singing. Funk. He is controlling the crowd. He's all over that thing.
Charlie Wilson might have, in my opinion, one of the greatest tones of all time.
Pure.
Yeah.
Like when I watched him, that's what made me start that challenge. Sing the Yams, when I watched him sing that, I was like, what is that?
No. Charlie Wilson is a complete player.
Oh, and actually, I don't even know if that's complete. Real. If I come back to that performance style, early Bobby Brown.
He did have a highway. Does he still have a highway in Atlanta? Did he get a highway?
Yeah, it's a street. It's above the highway. It's by the airport. Bobby, he got a street. He don't live there. He's not from there. He's from Boston.
Bobby tough.
Yeah, Bobby.
Who's the studio out there?
Bosstown, which Bosstown. Is now
which is Stank on
yeah, yeah.
Is what?
Outkast bought it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, he Bobby.
Bobby was a prowler.
Bobby
like,
was a problem.
And he he prowled on that stage. It's like
oh, he couldn't wait.
Like you, oh, man, it's like
who won it?
Who won it?
Who won it?
Did you know Thaddeus Edwards? He was Usher's road manager.
Yeah. Yes.
He was also Bobby Brown's road manager.
I did not realize that.
He was my first manager.
Okay.
He's the first. I met Usher through him. He brought me to his house, and I said and ate dinner with moms and all the cool stuff. And at the time, Usher had that girl artist sign.
I think Melinda.
Looked Mexican, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He had her sign.
Yeah.
And they was there, and I'm, you know, hey, it was good to meet you, like that, the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. Styling of the artist. Put that shit on. Leather pants.
Mm. Ooh. Shit. I'm going to give this one. I'm going to say Usher. But I'm going to say Usher for this one because he does the most. And it comes off. Actually, let me see. Styling. Because I might end up back at fucking Bobby Brown. Fuck. Style of performance.
No, styling.
No, styling.
The styling. Clothes. Oh, the we clothes. Still talking about styling.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, the drip.
That shit on. R&B. Then sometimes this I'm going to have a Jodeci. I'm going Jodeci. Yeah.
What would Jodeci do?
Yeah, what would Jodeci do?
What would Jodeci
do?
Because it's like, you know what? It won't be pretty.
Mm-mm.
You won't feel like, I'm going to go with Jodeci.
Timberland boots with a rain short set?
Yeah.
With a see-through rain
like
short set?
Like, I can go from this show to the club or to the trap.
Or anywhere I want to go.
Like
in
this.
In this leather jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You remember?
These leather overalls.
Yeah. Jodeci.
Okay. Whew, changed my life. And finally, who are you getting the passion from? The heart of the artist?
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I've lived, I can't sing along with Donny Hathaway still. Because it feels like it's different every time I hear it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The timing.
Yeah.
The pocket. It's
incredible.
Man, you'd be like, oh,
damn it.
Damn, early. He's still waiting to sing. He's still waiting on the same exact feeling. I know exactly what you're talking
Donny
about.
Donny Hathaway's incredible.
Yeah.
He's absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm.
That's a great Voltron.
That's a great Voltron. It's a great Voltron.
Yeah.
I feel like if I can sprinkle something, though, I would sprinkle some Sade in it.
Why not?
Because it's like, it's a commanding thing that she does. The vibe, it commands attention in a way.
Like, is it fair to use the word vibe with her?
No, because those are songs.
Vibe is something that they're tapping into now. Like,
she's the original, though, before they start turning it into other shit.
Sade's
not been a vibe.
Nah. Sade's not a vibe. Sade is a different kind of existence.
It's an experience.
It's an experience.
Yeah, like a vibe to me is always like a song that didn't get finished.
A vibe is almost, listen.
I respect that. I don't look at a vibe that way.
A vibe
I do get what you're
saying. A vibe is almost like, oh, you have to be into that in order to get it.
You don't fuck with it. You ain't known this.
Yeah, you ain't known. Yeah, you know, this is just for the people that, you know, they vibe on that over there. Sade is a universal experience.
I'll wipe the sand off the shore, give you the world if it was mine. How do you do that? How do you wipe the sand off the shore? Like how, like that's not a vibe, that's a bar.
It's a full bar. It is, it's a bar. It's a bar.
Yeah.
This is no ordinary love.
This isn't.
There's nothing ordinary.
It's stronger than
this.
Pride. Love.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like it's almost like you hear like some about her music feels like she lives life between every album, like a full life though, like a full span of something, and then this album or this project or whatever it is is based in that, and you hear the reality in it. You hear the
I
pain.
Hear where she is. I'm like I hear like where I can envision where she's walking.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, KP's gonna be like, yeah, so you know I. A&R the last.
Oh yeah,
this
one Sade song that I had to make sure to.
I told her to add a vamp.
Like, man, like, you know what'd be crazy? You know what'd be crazy though? No,
it's possible in your life.
It's very possible.
Oh no, my life is very Forrest Gumpy. Like I just end up in random shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like,
and they say, so what do you think? Like, well.
Since you asked.
That's the all right story.
Yeah.
Like for real, he was like, what you think? And I was like, well, if you just maybe, and he was like, yeah, okay.
Speaking of for real, he promised me a song a long time ago.
Did you ask him the other night?
I didn't get it. He was in and out. So, you know, and I was running around trying to be the host with the most and fulfill my obligations. But
should have just been like, fuck all y'all. Hey, for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Listen,
hold on.
The reason why I'm here.
Yeah. The reason why I said he was coming, I took the job. I would love two things: to get my song as well as, you know, some of that limited edition Chanel he'd be wearing. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, that shit come at cost.
Yeah, we can worry about that, you know, the Chanel part later, but you know what I'm saying? Just put a bin there for. But the song.
Help me buy some of the Chanel.
Help me buy some of the Chanel, man.
Help me.
Help me, man. For real, you hear me, man?
You hear me, man.
Come on, man. We got one more part of the show, man, that I think is very
part of the show, man.
Very, very, very special.
Too. How about your travels in this thing?
Mm-hmm. Talk about
in
your travels.
In this thing, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you about to go? You going there? It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
I ain't saying no names. Who was there? What they did? Who they was with? And what they had? I ain't saying no names.
I ain't saying no names. The segment is about you telling a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up.
I'm no good at these.
Yeah, sure. You'll be.
No, I mean, because I was raised by trappers. Like, so the short memory thing is like.
Oh, yeah. But I'm sure some other shit happened the other day. So you remember.
2 days ago, you got
something. Yeah. You got stories, man. The only rule to the game is you can't say their name, which I ain't worried about you saying no names. So, yeah. This is KP the Great.
KP the Great, yeah.
I ain't saying no names. Take your time, brother. Take your
time. This is going, like, I am at a real loss because it's either all the way fucked up. And I just want to forget it. Because it's okay, so, and this is going to be funny because I think you'll get it. Everybody will get it. Actually, no. it was like a late night basketball game. It was like a lot of like.
Oh, I know where this is going. Go ahead.
No, you know what it is? I had to go to we had sessions, and we had to travel for these sessions. And every night we were waiting to go to this session. Like it was every night we were told, at this time somebody's gonna call you and we're gonna meet here, and then we'll go to the studio. But this particular time, this third night that we're waiting to go to the studio, somebody finally calls. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Meet us at the spot way out. Cool, bet, get there. Weird, it's a bunch of like, it's just weird athletics, like bad team play, and so we go through this weird space, and then like, okay, now let's go to the studio. It's now 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, but when we get there, it's like most studios you go into, it's like reception, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah,
you open the doors and you start hearing tropical sounds. Like, cool, 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 cool. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and you look around, you start seeing trees, and like you realize you're in a jungle.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be. And they're like, okay, before you go in here, you got to change clothes. I'm like, fuck you talking about? And it was like, well, yeah, it's a theme right now. And I'm like, first of all, I was fresh. And the thing that they wanted to change, me and my guy, we like who I was with, fresh, because we were like, shit, we showing up.
Right.
They asked us to put on some uniform that everyone there has to wear. And at this point, I'm like, well, fuck it, shit. We in this base. Let me get that canteen. Let me get some extra shit. Like,
let me go all the way.
Yeah. And it's like, and we go in this session, and it's like full on jungle in here, right? like on the walls, there are like, it was wild. It was a lot. It was like jungle shit everywhere. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this voice just started singing. But like, he didn't say, hey, y'all ready? It wasn't none of that. It was just like and they were doing a version of the person who I was with.
Okay.
And it was just like tapped in though. Like in a very like scary, like how'd you do that kind of way?
Yeah.
And when we went in, well, when the person came out, they were dressed like the person I was with.
But y'all was dressed like Safari.
We were dressed like...
Shit!
Yeah, I can't go no farther than that one. But...
Oh, man.
No song got done.
Right.
We hightailed it out of there. And that was it. But it was like...
Did
you keep the binoculars?
I kept the jacket. I'm wearing the jacket in Rubber Band Man video.
Oh shit!
I have to
it was
go
the
watch
day before
because
it was the week this before this happened. So I kept that bitch. I'm like, hey, I wish I might get this shit back. I got on the jacket.
You know what?
And the hat in the video, you know
what, from the jungle. That's great. Listen, you ain't say no names. Yeah, y'all got to figure out who that is.
Shit!
Dressed like that. That's great. KP, you are great, man.
Yeah.
You picked. Listen, I don't know if someone names you KP the Great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, yes. This is radio DJ D Strong in Orlando.
Shout out to D Strong.
Absolutely.
Because I was trying to find a DJ name.
He was giving you the proper name, brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're a great guy, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You find yourself in great places doing great things, man. And I think that the energy, it precedes you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It speaks before you.
And I appreciate that.
By the time you get on the scene, it's great business as usual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all are doing great business. Like, this is
Thank you, bro.
I actually like when he hit me, I was like, hell yeah. And trying to make sure I was on y'all's schedule.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, I love what y'all are doing. Because it's fun, it's informed,
mm-hmm.
but it's educational in a way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When we start talking about influences and you know, you start telling these stories, it gives you a reason to go look at things, and it might trigger something new with somebody else.
For sure.
Like, hopefully, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We got to pass, you know, we got to give this game some kind of way.
Yeah, like...
Our kind of game.
Absolutely. Or the actual.
Yep. And in a constructive space.
Yeah. And I think all of us, and I think everybody that you guys bring on, it comes from love first.
Yes.
Like love to music, mm-hmm. love of the idea of being able to continue it, you know, and having a place for us to exercise these gifts. You know, it's that love part is the main thing. So it's like the energy you talk about, it's just love. It's like I saw you doing hosting and I could tell you loved what you were doing, especially when you were on the homie when he was on his head. I'm like, he loved it.
I had a ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And seeing all these cool people in the audience made it that much more fun for me.
I bet.
Like, man, I'm hosting in front of
bro, I was sitting next to Rev Run and LL. I'm like,
that's incredible.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's like it was like a full circle moment for me.
I'm sitting there looking like this is real life heroes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you just can't. You can never take those moments for granted, bro. Those moments are just like.
But it's the thing that'll keep you going. Like it's the thing that keeps you young and it keeps it fun. It, yeah. You know, like I'm very grown and experienced at this point in my mm-hmm. life, but I don't feel old yet yeah. because I still find fun and new shit every yeah. day.
There's still some stimulation going on.
Absolutely.
Still some growth. You know what I'm always saying? Still learning. Growth. Yeah. Yeah. Well, brother KP the Great, man, listen, man, we thank you for coming by our humble setup.
Hey, man, yeah. I appreciate humble it. Humble
R&B money
glad
setup.
I got through the no name. Yeah.
That's a great story, bro.
We are waiting for the Great's contribution. You know what I'm saying? To R&B money. This is the first installment, yeah. you know what I'm saying, yeah. of your contribution to R&B money. We will be looking for more.
Oh, man, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know I'm
we calling on you for counsel, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everybody else, man. We're going to tap in. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, man.
What you anything. Think about? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, thank you, man. And listen, man, I'm Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. Yeah. Some people are just great. KP, the Great.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all. Love and respect, man. Appreciate y'all.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.